Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office, along with County Drug Task Force agents and California Fish and Wildlife officers, served two search warrants on Tuesday at adjacent properties near the intersection of Burr Valley Road and Highway 36 in Dinsmore. At the first property, officers located 78 pounds of packaged marijuana, 293 pounds of drying marijuana, two handguns, three shotguns, and four rifles, along with scales and packaging materials. Officers contacted 47-year-old Ronald Mattson and his wife, 42-year-old Angela Mattson, and they were arrested and booked into jail for cultivation and transportation of marijuana. While investigating the first property, officers located a trail that led to a second property. A search revealed 101 marijuana plants, 250 pounds of marijuana, and $2,000 in cash. Officers detained four men and four women who were trimming for the Mattsons, and they were released at the scene. Officers from the Crescent City area CHP responded to a fatal vehicle collision on Highway 199 on Tuesday morning. 53-year-old Grants Pass resident Raymond Shapiro was headed northbound when he lost control of his vehicle and slid into the opposite lane. Headed southbound was a truck with a plow attached to the front, driven by 31-year-old Crescent City resident Matthew Brixey. Brixey saw Shapiro's vehicle as he rounded a turn, applied his brakes, but was unable to stop before the plow on the front end of his truck collided with the driver's side door of Shapiro's vehicle. Shapiro suffered fatal injuries in the crash and was pronounced dead after being transported to Sutter Coast Hospital. In local crime news, sheriff's deputies responded to Blue Lake Casino after security officers detained a man suspected of dealing drugs from his hotel room. Deputies contacted 35-year-old McKinleyville resident John Kringle and located approximately 13 grams of methamphetamine along with marijuana. Kringle was arrested and booked into county jail on possession and possession for sale charges, as well as for two outstanding warrants. Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on Pickett Road in McKinleyville on Wednesday morning that resulted in two arrests. Deputies stopped 46-year-old George Miller of McKinleyville and detected the strong odor of marijuana coming from his vehicle. Miller and his passenger, 36-year-old Jamie Rogers, were detained, and a search of the vehicle turned up a pound of processed marijuana along with a gram and a half of meth. Miller and Rogers were arrested and booked into county jail. Rogers was later released. And officers with the Eureka Police Department's POP team conducted a probation search at an apartment in the 1800 block of 3rd Street in Eureka on Tuesday. Officers contacted 49-year-old Anthony Pratt and 28-year-old Jessica Temple at the scene. A search of the apartment turned up nearly 13 grams of methamphetamine. Pratt and Temple were arrested on possession charges and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have an interesting career that you could talk about with local students? We're recruiting business, trade, education, and public sector workers to share career insight with middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Redwood Memorial Hospital held its 32nd annual benefit ball on Saturday at the River Lodge in Fortuna. More than 230 guests attended the event and helped raise $240,000 for the hospital, money that will go towards renovating the hospital's radiology room and purchasing new digital X-ray equipment. The Department of Health and Human Services confirmed on Wednesday that since July, four county residents have been infected with a genetically linked strain of E. coli bacteria. One case of E. coli was reported in July, with another one surfacing in August. Then two more cases were reported in October. Lab tests sent to the California Department of Public Health confirmed that all four cases came from the same source. However, public health officials have yet to determine that source and are working closely with state officials to identify the origin of the bacteria. Congressman Jared Huffman will make a visit to the North Coast on Friday, and he'll bring with him Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell. Huffman and Jewell will tour the Point Arena Stornetta public lands and meet with local stakeholders and members of the public. In July, the House of Representatives passed a bill authored by Huffman that will add more than 1,200 acres to the California Coastal National Monument by including the Point Arena Stornetta public lands. A companion bill has been introduced into the Senate as well. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.